to do something like that, where it's rapid fire. Just list them off, because when you think about it, you have
I'm already thinking.
You have other motives. You have other motives when you allow yourself the time to think about a question.
Drawing the hardest blank against it,
but
inspires me. What?
No. Get ready, because it's coming.
I'm trying. I can't.
I'm just trying to preface it so that people understand what we're doing. It's more authentic and more raw, more true to self. If you rapid fire list shit off, okay, what is that? Blah blah blah. It's like that's what your heart is.
What's up, the timer?
Who are your biggest comedic inspirations, John?
Comedic?
Yes.
Fuck, dude. I don't know.
I
don't know. I wouldn't say inspires me, but I like Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
I love Dave Chappelle.
All right, cool. Alex, who was your biggest inspiration in film? Go.
Film.
Go.
Like I've
go. What's film. The what's what are you thinking? Right.
I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
Very nice.
Like a film.
John.
You're just naming the John. First thing you can think John. Of that comes to mind.
Which person in your life has inspired you the most?
My parents.
Why?
Because they've both done cool shit that I liked.
Alex. Same question.
My dad.
Why?
Because he works hard, I guess.
That was a weird eye thing that you did, but I respect
that. Well, because it can't boil it down to just one thing, but...
John. What animal has inspired you the most?
Bird.
Why?
Oh! welcome back, because they yell
what
like...
What the fuck, guys?
Yeah, what up?
I forgot to even mention that Bobby Shmurda was home, so guess what?
His hat finally came back.
Yeah, and Rowdy. And Rowdy, so what up? listen. Who got the juice? They didn't allow Chance to put juice on Acid Rap when it went to streaming. You know why?
No, they didn't.
Because it's fucking foul out here. It's a dirty game. That's how I heard of them. How fucking dare you? You know? Sample issues? The man's one of the top fucking 25 artists on the planet.
Sample this.
Sampling
nuts.
Issues. Sample these fucking nuts.
Sample these nuts. I got juice. We all got juice.
Thirsty, trying to chew. I want you to know if you're watching on YouTube right now. Also, if you didn't know, you could stream the show. We're streaming everywhere.
All platforms.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, all of them.
Listen.
Deezer nuts. Sorry, I'm in a mood, guys.
Yeah, you're in a nut mood. Also, we have a Patreon just for $1 a month.
If you go to
Patreon.com.
I got it confused with OnlyFans.
Oh, my God, dude. We're not going to make no money. If you go to Patreon.com/TheCrawlPodcast, it's $1 a month and you get exclusive content. And if you're watching on, if you're streaming right now,
go to YouTube.
YouTube's popping lately.
Oh, my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool.
I can't finish that one. I know it's, I don't know what it is though.
Straight up. Guys, I know I'm obnoxious. I know.
Not really. I don't give a fuck. You're not obnoxious.
I don't really give a fuck neither.
What do you mean?
I do feel a little guilty about it sometimes, but I don't feel bad about it. I feel guilty because I know it's a high energy person. I know it sometimes could be hard to be around. But if you don't want to be around it, fuck you. Simple as that, dude. Because I'll have fun with or without. I have the most fun by myself because I don't have any other options. I spend so much time by myself because A, I'm very fearful to allow new people into my life. And B, because the people that are in my life that do want to hang out, I always ignore. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's like your alone time.
I don't, though. I hate it.
Oh.
But I'm just so scared. No bullshit. In the last 6 months, I've had 5 girls on Tinder that I've talked to. Like, we're fucking supposed to hang out. Every time when it comes to like the in-person face-to-face, I become a gigantic pussy and I stop answering. I get snaps all the time. All of it.
Just don't answer.
Maybe it's subconscious, dude.
I'm very self-conscious. I got no fucking...
Subconscious.
I got self-conscious, too. But
subconsciously self-conscious.
Yeah.
I put on this big bravado to like pretend like I got any semblance of confidence. But in complete honesty, there's none to be found. Because I'm real fat. I weighed myself on 345 pounds.
I don't even want to weigh myself, dog.
You don't look 345.
I appreciate that, but I am.
When I think of that, I think of like a Peter Griffin kind of.
Yeah. 345, dude. When I lost my job at FedEx, I was 285. That's 60 pounds. In probably 8 months.
8 months.
Maybe 10 months. 60 pounds.
That's happened to a lot of people over the last
year. I was like, already fat.
I feel like that's fairly normal, though.
I'm so out of shape. Yeah. So I quit my second job. You know, I quit my second job because of that. I'm so fucking ashamed of myself when I look in the mirror, dude. And it really upsets the fuck out of me, dude.
You feel like you can devote your time to doing better?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Like, I used to live a lot better. I would still eat like shit, but I was eating like Wendy's once a week. Now I'm eating fast food every day. Like, it.
Not a healthy lifestyle to be living. Definitely not.
I watched.
Plus, on top of working fucking insane amount of hours.
I could do that. I can handle that normally. Well,
that plus like eating and living unhealthily. It's just going to like show. It's like, you know what I mean?
Doing the show, working my day job, and working my night job. I, for the last 4 months, have had zero time to. We record the show on the weekends. Monday through Friday, I wake up. I leave the house at 6. I start work at 7 or like whenever, 6:45. And then at 7 to 3, right, or 3:30, takes me a half hour to get home. So I'm home by 4, sometimes a little earlier, and then I would go to my second job at 4. I'd have to be there at 4:30. And then I would be there till 10:30 at night. Come home, go to sleep. It ain't no way to be, dude. Now, I wanted to get caught up because I went back to school, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to get caught up financially and sturdy myself out. That's why I committed to doing what I've been doing. But now I'm at a point where it's like, all right, I have a good savings.
You don't need to
I don't need to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to boxing. And you know what that means? Any one of you motherfuckers that have anything to say could catch fucking mitts. Holler at me. I'll gladly take that. You know? Any of you motherfuckers.
Too. I'll admit it. I got my ass hard whooped in that arm wrestle a minute ago.
Yeah.
I'll admit it.
I got beat.
But he's got a technique.
I'm not the strong. Like,
you got a technique.
I'm really a pussy. And like every time I fought, I've gotten in a couple fights, but every time my knees quiver beforehand.
You don't grease yourself up, get naked or anything like that?
Spit. No, spit. I never ever did that. Oh. I did piss myself once in a fight.
Good strategy.
Same concept. Yeah, same concept.
Yeah.
Piss yourself.
I was in a fetal position and I was while you were in a hold. In. And I pissed my pants.
Oh, it was uncontrollable.
Yeah. It was
that's different than
I thought I was gonna die, dude.
The intentional tactical piss.
It was tactical.
They were stomping my head in, you know. I thought that was my last day. I was like, dude, I'm fucking 16. Like,
fuck it.
I can't die right now.
That'll do it.
So I pissed uncontrollably all over myself. And then I had to run to my buddy's apartment, his parents' house, and sit in the fucking stairwell and just evaluate my life, dude, because we were right next to that apartment. I was covered in blood, covered in piss, mud, dirt all over me. And I was just sitting there in tears.
All sorts
like
of fucked up.
It was fucked up, dude.
Damn,
I was getting stomped out. It was fucked up.
That's
but I got
fucking
a,
wild.
I got a big mouth. And that's what happens. So I say that to say I ain't the toughest, and I know that.
Dude, you almost fucking beat the shit out of that old man driving behind us. Fucking at the juice spot.
I didn't know. It didn't really escalate.
I know. You were fucking...
He caught the
I was
vibe.
Ready.
He changed his tone right quick.
I don't know what that fucking man was doing.
Me,
honking at you. Hey, you drive nice, and then drive away. Like,
yeah. Hey, brother, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Good
he
job,
pulled
brother.
Off. So I put my blinker on, and I got a parallel park. So I put the blinker on, and he's behind me, and I'm going to parallel park. He doesn't notice that I'm pulling off to the side or that I have my blinker on until he's this fucking close, like inches away from my bumper. So I'm already pissed because now you got to back up.
Yeah.
So I go to back up, and he pulls around, or he beeps, and then he pulls around, and he rolls his window down. And I'm looking at him like, bro, you clearly were on your phone just now. Like, I caught you. You know, I caught you on your phone. So I'm looking at him, and I know that he was on his phone. That's why he didn't give me no space. And right as he's about to say something, I just look at him, and he's like, I guess it was like a look in my eye. I don't remember if I said anything to him.
I think you were like, what's up, dude? Or some shit like that.
Probably.
And then he was just like fucking.
I'm not an angry.
Little,
guy or aggressive guy. I don't
fucking
normally. I'm definitely not. I think I'm just on edge right now, just because like I just quit the job yesterday. Now I'm like freaking out about money and like if it was the right decision. And I had a lot of love for these people. You know, I really went out of my way. I redid the menu for them. I made them a Facebook page. I fucking set up their whole security system. Like, all that's extra stuff that is not my job as a delivery driver. But I did it because they were sweet and they treated me nice. Mm. And now I feel like I'm fucking them. And on top of that, I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, outside stuff this week, too. Like, outside of work and just trying to make everything balance. And it's been high stress, dude. You know, and it's not my business to talk about, but I do want to talk to you guys about it because it's been like weighing heavy on my mind. It's just about some music shit.
But you had to quit for your own fucking well-being.
Yeah, man.
Like, it wasn't anything against them or anything, was
that,
it?
That trumps everything.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like me caring about, I looked in the mirror, bro, and I felt like, I don't want to be dramatic, but I felt real shitty, you know, and I was really like fucking pissed at myself. I got on the scale. And I was at a hotel, and you know how they have the full body mirrors?
Yeah.
I don't have any of those in my house. And I fucking got out of the shower, and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, bro, what the fuck did you do? Like, this is the fattest I've been since high school.
Me too.
Dang.
It's incredible, just the complete lack of ambition or, like, responsibility or any of that. It's like, yo, what is more important than making sure that I'm okay so I can keep going? Nothing.
Yeah.
Straight up, I saw a fucking picture of myself and the guys out one day from a couple of years ago, and I saw myself and I was like, I don't even fucking know where that shirt is anymore. That's been long outgrown, and I felt like shit. Yeah.
We got it. So we did like, a crawl.
So we did a crawl.
Juice crawl.
We got the juice.
We did a juice crawl, and it feels like a futile attempt at some type of...
some sort of convoluted health... Shit, dude.
We're doing good for ourselves by this.
We're doing good. We got four juices today.
I ate so much today. It kind of backfires when we do it the way the crawl does it.
Yeah.
When it comes to like a health thing, it's got to be an implemented thing that's like over time. It's like committed to it.
We got
to
do like a month of health crawl.
We should. I still want to do the 5K because I really have a competitor spirit and I feel like I really could fuck you guys up. Like, I really believe that.
Well, I
even also, at 345 pounds,
I also really believe, like that deep in my heart, that I will beat you both.
Well, then that's
in
good.
A 5K.
That's good because like, that's what I want.
It's almost like I don't even have to think about it. It's just like, oh yeah, that's the sky's blue. I'll win in the 5K.
I think you're
water's
wrong.
Wet, dude. Like,
I think you're wrong.
I'm not even competitive about it. I have accepted.
Are
the
you
fact
competitive?
One of you guys are going to beat me, and I'm not going to give a shit about it because if I'm running a 5K, I'm still going to have a good time.
That's the point.
But if I don't win the 5K amongst us, it's not going to make me feel any worse.
Who do you guys think is going to win it? If you say Alex, I know you're typing it right now. I'm going to be pissed. Are you competitive at all, John?
Not at all. No,
you don't have that.
No.
Not
like
I have too much of that. Because
I think you do.
It takes me out of character sometimes. Like, normally, I'm not aggressive or, like, but in competition.
It might lead you to the debauchery sometimes, you know what I mean?
What debauchery?
I don't know. Like you know how you say, why do I do these things that I do?
That good old-fashioned crawl boy debauchery. Fucking,
I never said that to you.
You say that on the show. Why do I do these
you
things?
Said it on
it's
the
because
show.
You're, like, you're fucking, like.
Trying to win? Something.
It's like a competitive fucking nature or something. It's like
I'm a competitor. I don't like to lose. That's what it is. I don't like to.
I can do at this moment.
I feel weak when I lose. It comes from a place of like, if I'm doing something and I'm not the best at it, I feel like inadequate.
You don't feel hopeful when you lose? I feel hopeful when I lose.
Never, ever.
Hopeful?
If I lose,
I feel like shit.
I have growth to look forward to.
That's a good way to look at it.
That is a good way to look at it.
If I'm like, winning, I'm like, what do I do from here?
I almost don't gloat? Let myself lose. Like, I will pull every ounce out of myself that I can in order not to lose. So when
also,
I do.
What are we talking about? Like, big things in life? Or are we talking about, like, video games and sports and shit?
I don't care about losing to video games, but sports, yeah.
Sports.
I don't, like, if we're playing, Madden or something, Then I'll get competitive.
Well, I mean, that's an even playing field. We're both using the same controller. You know?
True.
That's different than a 5K.
Me and you are both using the same chassis.
We're running on the same wheels over here.
We got the same build, player. You know, I'm sorry to tell you. I think you're a little more slim than me. I'm super self-conscious now, dude. I feel like shit. I feel like fucking shit, dude, about the way I look. And, like, I've been living like shit. And that's why. It's time to live better, bro. Mm. And if you are feeling like this, too, it's time to live better, bro. Because nobody's going to do it for you. And maybe if you do it, holler at me. And we could do the shit together, you know, because it's hard and it's harder to do alone.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Do better for yourselves, you know. You'll feel better. I'm tired of bitching about it. Like, I'm fucking so tired of saying it. I've said it for years. And now I'm looking back, like, even when we were in Mansfield, I'm looking back because I remember saying it then.
Yeah.
But I was I was toned up then. I was still fat, but I was like.
You were already halfway there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I was even saying it then.
Like, for me too, personally, I feel like I was already also halfway there. I've given up in the past 6 months, dude. I've just given up on my whole health.
I was in the same spot, thing, man.
Dude. I was going strong.
Like, when we started this shit, it's
time to do it again.
And I was off camera for like 10 episodes before I started being on camera. I was feeling the same way.
Mm. Is that why you didn't want to be on camera?
No.
What was that about?
What, not being on camera?
Yeah. And guys, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there was like, I think it was like, what, episode 8 or something like that is when we introduced John. Go back through the archive and listen to the.
Episode 11.
Was it 11?
11 was my first microphone episode, but I was on the show behind the scenes since like 3.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there was a point in time where John did not want to be on screen, and then he didn't want his name to be said, and it was Producer X for a while.
Shut up.
You know? I'm just saying. So, let's dissect that to figure out, like, what... Because I'm curious.
What was going on? Okay, I come into somebody else's environment, and they seem like they've got it going on. They know what they're doing. They have it set up.
Little did you know.
It was looking professional.
Didn't
want to
impose.
Eye. And if I was to impose myself into that, it would have been like... Boom, suddenly I'm here, and I'm on screen, and I'm a dickhead with a microphone suddenly.
I do respect that, though.
Yeah, I almost didn't want to be on camera once we were setting up this new set, but I was like, you know what, if ever, anytime,
I'm so glad
you probably be the like best time. Front and center.
I'm so glad you did.
Back and center a little bit, center. But
yeah,
that's a little bit more comfortable.
I'll say
if
now,
I was sitting in front of the table, I would not have liked this. It would look stupid as shit. Yeah, face the camera. That's what it would have been like.
No, you got to just turn around and face the camera.
Yeah, have the microphone over the shoulder.
No, that would have been dumb. I don't like this table.
Me neither.
I fucking hate it, actually. Because I always feel like I'm, like, sideways.
Yeah.
And they're seeing nothing but my profile.
Which is an odd way to think, because before you were sitting sideways and you were doing this straight on, you hated that, too.
I think we're noticing some trends. I think Sean hates himself.
Just don't like being on camera, dog. It was something to get used to.
You ever, like, randomly catch that profile view of yourself,
yes.
And you're like, yo, that's what I look like to other people?
Yeah.
It disgusts me, dude. I'm grossed out when I see it.
I desensitize myself to it, though, because I walk into this room... And there's this very unflattering picture of me as the wallpaper on the computer. I took it from like down under my chin.
If you guys have ever seen a profile picture of me, I'm so sorry.
They're looking at it right now. I'm sorry to point out.
If you're looking
out,
at me right now, I'm going to extend an apology for having looked at me.
Just do a slight turn.
Dude, I've watched a couple documentaries on...
I've seen a few.
On some of my favorite comedians. And it's fucking bothered me a lot. I watched a John Candy one. I watched a John Belushi one. And I watched a Chris Farley.
Mm.
And it just really bummed me out. Because it was like, you know, I always wanted to be Chris Farley, but more musical.
Was
always.
It like one of those never meet your heroes type things, finding out about their like.
Just the.
They all have a theme about them. These are all big fellas, aren't they?
And I saw myself in them.
They're all big fellas.
Even as a young kid, like, and I had a lot of older people around me when I was young, and they influenced my taste and stuff.
Mm.
So I knew about Chris Farley through Saturday Night Live as a young kid, and Tommy Boy and Black Sheep,
because
my Grammy Joe and Papa put me on to him. they used to love that era of with Sandler and, you know, Spade and fucking Chris Rock. They loved that time, right? So I was exposed to it very young, and as most people did who watched that era, Chris was like magnetic, right? And he was like a hero of mine growing up. And I always wanted, I knew that I loved how he made people react, but I also knew that I had a passion for music. So I always tried to shape myself around being like the funny
Chris Farley of music.
Trying to be that, you know? And just to see the dichotomy of how he felt about himself, because like there was testimonials through the documentary of his ex and like, you know, his brothers and stuff. And it was like he was a man who had such deep insecurity, right? And one of his biggest like drawbacks was like, I know that I have more to offer than like Fatty Falls Down. He would say that all the time. And I really, really relate with that. Like I always say, I don't want to be a fat clown. Mm. And that's how sometimes I feel on the show. But to see, it really made me happy to hear people talk about him. Like after he had passed, this was done years later.
Like,
but it bummed me out that the guy, like the reason he was driven to the drugs and the reason why he lived the way he did was because he was trying to run from, you know, that insecurity. And he thought that he needed these things to be the person that everybody loved. But in reality, he was already the person that everybody loved. He himself. It wasn't the cocaine. It wasn't the crazy, extravagant lifestyle. It was Chris.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck because I see a lot of similarities with how I behave and the personality that I've grown and developed to guys like that with that storyline. And it breaks my heart because I don't want to die and have you guys saying, Sean was a great guy. He just couldn't get out of his own way. Or, you know, he just lived faster than he could keep up with. Like, I don't want to be that guy. And I scare myself, you know, with the weight, with the food, with my lifestyle, my choices. I scare myself. So the juice crawl, it's bigger than just us going around and crawling juice for me. It's like this represents an opportunity for me to actually do something about that.
Mm, kind of like a Kickstarter. It's like a,
ass kicker.
Ass kicking.
Ass kicker.
Yeah. And I need it, dude, because I'm going to lose my life, dude. You know, I'm 345 pounds, dude, and I live too excited to not have a heart attack. I get myself too wound up to not meet that kind of fate. And that's just the reality. It's scary and it's fucked up to say something like that, but that is the reality. Mm. I jump around, I do all this extra shit. I'm too fat to do that now, as I am today. I could pass away from this. Just the weight. I have sleep apnea. I stop breathing for 30 seconds fucking 100 times a night. My heart can't take much more, so I got to live better. And I want to live better.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, all this super rich, fucked up food. Fuck it, dude. Like, my life is not worth the little, you know, rewards. Like, you know, like, Oh, that's a great piece of chocolate cake. Oh, I want a giant piece.
I want both these meals, so I'll get them.
Our lives are worth a lot more than that.
Did exactly that last night.
Me too.
And I was thinking of the episode, dude. I was thinking like, I literally just fucking, yeah, we talked about this.
I spent about $30 at McDonald's last night on just myself.
Yeah, it's fucking so easy to do
$30.
It's a convenience thing.
It is.
Would you guys be down to, I've been thinking about this for an episode, and if you guys want to hear us do this, let me know. Would you guys be down to do,
yeah,
like a food therapy thing?
Food therapy?
I need it.
I think like I need it too, dog. Damn.
Nutritionist or something?
No, like shit. AA for like, food.
Is there such thing?
Yes.
There really is?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think you have to.
I don't really.
I feel like you can snap it, but I was thinking more of me and you.
I think if you look at me, you can know the answer.
I think we should, dude. I think we should lean into, and I know it's kind of like, oh, it's nice out. Everybody and their fucking mother is trying to get in shape.
Mm.
I just want to build something this time around while it's nice and I'm motivated that is not going to fall off the second it gets cold or it rains. Mm. You know, yeah. I want to start developing habits that have stickability.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
it's got to be habitual.
Sometimes I'll use rain as I won't go to the gym because it's raining out, dude. Like, fuck it. It's raining. It's a shitty day. I'm not going to go.
Like, I want to do better, bro. And I want to see you guys do better. And I want to see Crawl Family do better. Like, even if you're doing awesome, you could, like, you got to be thoughtful about this shit. And I'm finding, like, the older I get, I'm finding how little thought goes into, like, my regular choices, right? And everything is a decision. Like, you wake up, you decide, okay, I'm going to go brush my teeth and take a shower right now. A lot of them, there's no thought that goes into these choices.
Mm.
Food can't be one of those for me, because I'll die.
Yeah.
I'll die. I just don't have the self-respect or, you know, the backbone to stick with it.
Discipline, I guess, and...
I have no discipline. Yeah, I grew up with no dad.
So much easier to just fucking take the easy choice. Like, of course I need that second plate of boneless spare ribs.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's a comfort thing.
Maybe.
It's like a, you know, because there's like a scared, I swear to God, there's like a scared little boy that lives in me.
Mm.
And I want him to like heal so that the man that I want to be can be here already. Because I'm fucking sick and tired of being a scared little boy. I'm fucking sick and tired of it, dude.
Damn straight. Mm.
Tired of living like this, dude. Like, and I don't want to kill myself. Like, I don't want to do nothing crazy because I feel weak or scared. You know, I want to be better so I can feel proud of myself. And that's where I've been at. And I shouldn't have watched those documentaries because they fucked me up. But that's what I've been thinking the whole time. You know, like, it's a very fragile life that we live. And, like, it could end at any time, and I'm not helping it not end. And I don't want to die. I want to live a long life and have a family of my own, you know, and, like, do cool shit in my life. Like, I don't want to die young because I decided to have $80 worth of fucking Olive Garden, you know? It's not worth it. Jinx. You owe me a fucking...
Coke.
You owe me 25 push-ups.
25 push-ups. Come on, you're the only one that didn't do them.
If you asked me to do them before I got rocked in that arm wrestle, maybe I'd have done them.
I want, like, a coach or, like...
Yeah.
I can't...
Life coach?
I think so. That's therapy.
That's therapy. Aren't they different, though?
Life coach is, like, hacky, I feel like.
Yeah, it does sound like...
Alex, you know...
You should be doing this.
I have 304,000 followers on Instagram, so, you know...
Let me be your life coach.
Let me be your life... I pretty much figured it out.
Yeah. I pretty much figured out life.
That's your unit of measurement is the followers?
Damn, always, bro. Dude, always.
Reconsider.
You'd be surprised, bro. And that's a shame. Like, yeah. That's a fucking shame. That's, like, how we base our level of worth around, like, how many people online fuck with us. Look at what we're doing right now. It's like Inception. If I didn't mention that's exactly what we're doing right now, there would be no awareness at all in my life.
True. I mean, I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Like, we're almost obsessed with perception and vanity.
It's validation is what it is.
Why are we all like, why do we crave it so much?
We need it.
I don't know.
It's got to be some part of the fucking brain or something, dude. Same part of the brain that tells me it's okay to keep eating the boneless spirit.
I guess you seek like acceptance from your peers, and I guess it's just that, like, drawn out a hyperscale or some shit.
Maybe it's not so much that you seek the acceptance, but, like, you just don't want the rejection.
Because
that, honestly, I mean, you say, you think about the one time you hit your thumb instead of the 100 times you hit the nail. It's that wanting to move away from the thought, the negative thought.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But it can be a dangerous playing field when you're conscious of it, right? Because when you know how to do better, or you, like, you figure out where you need to do better and you still don't,
it hurts, dude.
It fucking hurts.
Tenfold.
Yeah. You'll think about that one only.
And then you stick with it. And it's like, I try to tell myself, you know, we're doing the mastermind thing. And I try to tell myself, like, these thoughts hold power, right? That's the biggest thing, is, like, being mindful and conscious of my thought.
Yeah, it's like the same thing I was saying, like, don't fucking call yourself a fucking idiot. Like, don't say, oh, I'm a big fat piece of shit right before you walk into a store. Like,
but it's hard when it's the truth.
Thoughts hold power.
What's the mastermind thing? What's like a summary? What's going on there?
What is it?
You said mastermind?
Yeah, we're doing, I don't want to talk too much about it, but we're doing, like, it's like a book club, I guess.
Yeah.
About a book called Think and Grow Rich. And I think it's a book that everybody should read. I think it's got a lot of valuable information.
That's cool.
How to obtain success, you know?
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's more success mentally. Like, I want to develop a successful mindset more than anything tangible. Mm. I just want to feel better and more well-suited and able to handle,
you think know, about shit differently.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. So like, we've been doing that. Yeah, man. There's been a lot of thought this week for me. You know, it's been kind of one of the heavier ones. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been like a super lighthearted or jokey vibe. You know, it was a tough decision to leave the second job, but it's something that I have to do.
And you did it. That's fucking.
And I did it. So she hit me up and said, can you work Monday and Tuesday? And I'm impulsive. I wish that I gave her 2 weeks, but I'm a scumbag. Like, don't talk bad about you. But I don't want to. Like, now that I did it, I don't want to ever, you know, like, yeah. I don't want to go back on Monday and Tuesday. I should.
Just don't. Fuck it. I mean.
And I turned down a big offer also.
What do you mean a big offer?
I got offered $21 an hour to go work for a gigantic company, and I decided not to do it.
What, were they, like, far away?
No.
Was it, like, hours that weren't good or some shit? Or?
It's hard to explain.
You just didn't feel it. You don't really have to explain it, I guess.
Yeah, I felt it. It was like I decided to continue to live like a scumbag, you know? And it's not, you know, I've been beating myself.
Fucking opportunities will come and go, dude. You'll get more.
I don't care about it. I don't care about being electric. Like, I care about this.
It's just something to do in the meantime.
I don't care about any of that shit.
You know, like, I had the same exact thing as you're saying right now. Because when I went to high school, I started off in the electricity shop. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. Mm. Did it for a year. Hated it the whole time. I could have done it. Because, like, I had the job lined up when I got out. You know, my family are electricians. But I tried, and it wasn't fucking for me, dude.
I guess right now I'm making, like, big life decisions based around, like, the crawl, and it's, like, real for me right now. So I've been, like, very in my head about things, and I don't doubt it. I'll never doubt it. But I'm just, like, now that opportunity would have been an incredible one for my life. Like, if I had the plan to be an electrician long term, that would have been the best thing that could have happened to me as a year one guy. $21 an hour is unheard of.
Yeah.
They offered me $15, and based off my attitude and my leadership qualities, they gave me $7 more per hour than their original after two weeks of negotiation. Just because of who I am.
There's fucking dozens of those companies. And like you just said, just because of who you are, you can do it again. Like, it doesn't matter that, like, that opportunity is gone. Fuck them.
This opportunity.
There's thousands of companies that will do that.
This opportunity ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. So, like, so fuck them.
Don't matter. I don't give a shit. You know. I do, because other people hold, like, expectations. You know, like, oh well.
Who? I don't hold any expectations.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah. Like,
you're right. Though. You're right. Crawl family. You ever go through anything like this? You know, it's hard. It's like, it's what I love to do. It's what I'm passionate about. And I know we're fucking good at it. We're great at this. And this is what I want to do with my life. Crawl media.
I just want to crawl.
And I just hope, I guess, that it's the right decision. I think it is. I know it is. But it's just been real, you know? But all that is trivial nonsense in the grand scheme of things.
That's what I was trying to get at. It's trivial nonsense in the grand scheme. Like 10 years down the line, you're not even gonna remember the company's name.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
fuck them.
Yeah. 10 years from now, we are gonna be on top of the world.
Crawling like our asses off to the max. To the max.
Probably doing to better than max. Anybody we've ever met.
We'll be going to juiceries.
I probably will. You know.
I hated a lot of the juices I had today.
We went to a couple juice places.
I hated them a lot.
I wasn't a big fan.
I really didn't like them.
I really only fuck with the one that we all got right now.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
It's strained. It's nice.
There weren't chunks of fucking kale.
The other places we went, each one of my juices separated into like four different parts.
Mm.
It looked like a bad fucking like coffee or some shit. Like a
science experiment or some shit.
And they tasted like the fucking produce aisle. Like
yeah.
The smell of the produce aisle, not like anything in particular.
I had one that tasted like straight up celery. Yeah. Real gross.
I think I might have had the same one as you. It was like a celery broccoli mix, but it was not fucking good.
Do you think that?
Ugh.
So there's extremes. And like after just saying like, oh, we got to do better, blah, blah, blah. Like I want to do better. There's also the extreme of the do betters.
True.
Right? A do better extreme is like a douchey bro that's like a muscle head, a gym rat. And it's like, those people will always be the ones that are like, oh, dude, it's so excellent. It's fucking magnificent.
No,
this place is awesome.
You couldn't pay me to say that shit was good, dude. Well, you probably could, depending on the price, but
we're taking sponsors. Hey,
sponsorship opportunity.
What soul?
I'll sell my soul, dude.
What soul, dude? You know? I don't think that those people even like it.
No, they fake it.
They fake the funk.
Yeah.
Why are you faking the funk? John, why are you telling me celery's good?
Celery juice.
I didn't tell you celery was shit. I don't fuck with celery either. Fuck squaw. Celery is.
Fuck celery.
Squish on sight.
Squish on sight.
I'll catch you on my block, celery.
you never eat ants on a log?
No. All right, I fuck with ants on a log a little bit. A little bit. Nah, the only one that I really like was the first place we went to.
That's the hard part, is that everything that's fucking good for you sucks, dude. It's like, so shit. Like, there will never be anything that's healthy for me that will taste as good as, like, a fucking chicken carbonara.
You didn't get the bowl. We got the bowl.
Oh, that, yeah, that acai. Well, how you say it? Acai?
Acai.
Acai?
Acai.
Acai?
Yeah.
Acai? Acai? I don't know. That's
just
so fucking delicious,
good,
dude.
I don't give a shit. I didn't get one, so I don't know.
Goji Berry. Oh, man.
Goji Berry.
I love Goji Berry.
I fuck with Goji Berry.
So yogurt.
Good. I don't know if it's yogurt.
What about it? Is that a question or a
yogurt?
Yogurt.
I think they had yogurt there, maybe.
Isn't that what that is?
No.
It's like pureed.
It's like a fruit
or some shit. It's like a weird fruit smoothie.
It's almost textured like ice cream, dude.
It tastes
like a
in
dessert.
It. Dude, it's so good.
Saying healthy shit for you can't taste good. You got to have one of them fucking bowls,
I've got
dog.
A melted bowl right if you want it.
Probably not the best representation.
No, it's not good melted.
No. But I love that shit.
Ooh-wee.
Sheesh. Shit, dude. Yo, we're so close to getting the apartment and fucking.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Me either.
It's been almost ever since we had a call a little while ago, 45-minute phone call about not even like where we're going or anything, but just the fucking concept of.
Yeah.
Having a place
and how it changes your life, dude.
And it sent me on this like, all right, I'm gonna get the hell out of my house right now and just not think about being stuck in my house, because it was just feeling shitty, dude.
And you went to your fucking in-law apartment.
Just my grandparents' house. And I spent
I was
a couple
so
days
happy that you did that, dude.
Dude, it felt great to just be at a place different than the house I've lived in for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And then once I had overstayed my welcome, hey, can I stay over for a night? 3 nights later, I head home because I don't want to overstay. And I got back home and I felt like shit. I wanted to get right back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't even pinpoint any one thing about why I wanted to. I think it's just because I'm super fucking hyped to get this place, dude.
And it's new. Like, it's new, and your grandparents isn't so much because you've obviously been there before, but it's getting out and having your own.
It's a place you don't see every single day in, day out.
Yeah.
And even when it becomes that, like, say we're there, like, say we're 2 years into the lease or whatever, and you had, like, you're used to it, super used to it. It's like, all right, I fucking, this is my house. It's yours. It's like, anything that you don't like, it's not like dealing with family where it's like awkward to say that. It would be like, if it's something that you don't like is going on at the house, it's either me or Alex doing it. So it's way easier to be like, bro, like that is fucked up than it is to be like, hey, mom, like, why are you doing that? You know, it's just totally different. It's a totally different vibe.
Everything's fucking yours. You can put shit wherever the fuck you want, dude. It's just awesome. Ooh. It's awesome.
I wouldn't say anywhere you want.
Well, for the most part, you know.
I wouldn't say any because you guys are slobs. I don't know how you live.
It's a little bit slobbish.
I wouldn't say anywhere. Keep that shit contained.
Too much of a slob. I don't know if you've... I'll clean the common areas. My area will be slob-like, but the common areas that I share will be clean.
I was saying to Alex when I hopped in his car earlier, you've seen my car. You know what my car looks like.
My car looks like shit, there's a mountain of stuff in my living area, not like that.
No, no, but like, I allow myself to let my spaces get like that.
What?
That you guys are going to be like making a shithole.
Making a shithole of the place.
Look how defensive you got. I am a little worried about that.
Bruh, don't come at me. I lived with you too, dude.
I'm not a mess. What?
Your balcony, dude?
My balcony with the trash?
You had a trash balcony?
You had about 1,000 pizza boxes. All right. That's an exaggeration. What? 150 pizza boxes.
That's not an exaggeration.
No. At one point.
There was many.
I'm worried about you now, Sean. I don't have a trash balcony, okay?
Well, there was no trash anywhere else. You want to hear about this fucking dude's room?
Yeah.
This whole room looks like my balcony. How fucking dare you come at me like that?
All right.
Oh, just toss it in the trash room.
Just toss it in the trash corner.
Throw the trash in the glass room. Motherfucking house over there, Mr. McDougal.
You were already throwing stones, so I had to...
I said I'm worried.
And then you were like, don't get me talking, and then I started talking about you.
He was just collecting.
It was a preemptive attack. I felt like I was going to be attacked, so I...
So you attacked.
I struck.
That was...
Strike first.
That was heartless.
I'm sorry.
My room was beautiful except for the balcony. But that was laziness, you know?
Which one was the trash room? The one with my bed?
It was all, the one with my bed?
It was also because it was fucking awkward living in that house.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times I did not want to leave my room.
Yeah.
And I can't just Frisbee them. They're pizza boxes. Some of them have crust. I gotta gather them in a respectable spot.
No interest in feeding the local rodents.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
I kind of have like the opposite where I don't want to ever go in my room.
Really?
Because I hate my room. Because it's
at your mom's, like where you are now.
Because it's a big shithole.
give it a little clean, and you'll be like,
little clean. Like what, like a path from the door to the bed?
Maybe. Maybe this
how
is start.
You, how do you live like that? I will have like dirty laundry piled up. Not even like right now I do because I don't have space. But normally, like,
it's a space thing.
Yeah,
I have a lot of things too, like a chair, like a chair that definitely doesn't belong in my room because it's too small for it. Like, just like a desk that also doesn't belong in there. Like,
I don't have.
I just have mad shit that just takes up a lot of space. So
I keep a bed,
anything in there makes it look cluttered.
I don't.
That's what I want to switch to.
I don't have like I'm thinking of my room now.
Minimalize everything.
Is half filled with shit that does not belong to me because it's not a bed. I'm living in a mudroom. I don't have a bedroom. I don't even have a door, you know?
Yeah, my room's, like, smaller than this studio, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
This would be a really
tiny
big
room.
That was your room, dog.
I bet you could fit three of my room into this studio. Deadass. Like, my room is from this door to probably where the edge of Ric Flair thing is my room. And it's probably just as long. It's shorter than this room,
a little bit
too.
Shorter.
I'm living like in a fucking like a broom closet or something.
The crawl space is going to be a big...
The crawl big cabana.
Crawl
cum cabana.
The crawl cabana.
Yeah, it's just going to be sick, dude. I can't wait.
Hell yeah. It's about that time. And this is the last apartment that I want to have, like, roommates, right?
Oh,
I
yeah.
really, really... One of my goals, I want to find a girlfriend at this next place. And, like, I want to start... I want to... Even if I don't find anybody...
This
and
is like
I'm
the
still
launching
alone.
Pad for the rest of our lives.
That's how I'm treating it. That's how I'm looking at it. And I want to, like, that being said, I want to make the greatest experience that I can out of it. Like I want to go do, we're going to be doing crawls anyways every week. So we're going to be, like, out living life.
Yeah. It's just going to be so much easier. It's like,
it's going to be way better. Fuck, dude. It's going to be so much better, bro. It's going to be awesome. And I couldn't, like, even imagine better people to do it with. We're all three already doing the crawl, and it's like
makes fucking sense,
right? And I've lived with you, so I know, like, me and you never had one argument.
No, I literally can't think of one.
We lived together for three. All we did was have like fire ass conversations
that birthed the crawl out on the porch, because dude, inside fucking was insufferable
out on the like, trash. Was it a trash porch?
No, it was just cunts all around us all the time. Just vicious cunts and like passive aggression out the you know, it was retarded, dude. It was fucking retarded. I hate that shit too. Passive aggression. And I'm dealing with a little bit of that now. It like makes me react passive aggressively.
Yeah. Like instinctually.
And it sucks because like, I fucking hate
like this, dude. What the fuck?
Now we're all leaving shit a little bit open. Like, look at what you did, dude. You turned me into a monster, you know? I fucking hate it, because that is not my natural state. Like, you guys know me, dude. If I got a problem, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's fucking annoying, I can't not. I can't keep shit inside.
Yeah. The best part about, like, at the apartment, when I realized that was, like, what was going on, like, just the, oh, wait, these are passive-aggressive things? I just, like, pretended like I didn't care, and they got the worse
best.
And worse.
That's
and
the best, fucking, dude. That's the dude, best response.
I would come home, and the trash, like, we had one of those drawer trash barrels. It would be all the way open with, like,
clown.
Literally nasty fucking, like, rotten fucking meat or some shit just sitting in there, and it would be like, oh, it's open. I just close it and, like, pretend like nothing fucking mattered and shit,
is this
dude,
what
like,
I have to look forward
that's
to?
The best revenge. No.
This is what I'm excited about.
No, this wasn't us. This was being done to us, dude. It's just
the
like,
worst part is it was completely unprovoked, and it would be over something like you guys went to boxing,
or
that. That would bring it on,
yeah. Or we would be talking, smoking a cigarette out on the porch,
yeah.
And then it would be like,
that's what would
I'm
bring-
not involved.
Oh, passive aggression, passive
just
aggression.
Like, what the fuck?
Like a sick fuck, you know? Like, really, like, almost like a woman. And I hate to say that, because even women are better. You know, they deserve better. But it was more, I don't know. It was fucking strange. But our apartment will be nothing like that. Our apartment will be
unless,
what I
unless
thought.
You're like that, John.
No way.
No,
no fucking way.
I've known you for 20 years. So I know you're not like that, dude.
You've kind of lived with me before, too.
Basically.
Kind of.
I was never at my house as a kid. I would call your mom and be like, hey, can I come over? You wouldn't even know. I would just walk over.
I'm uninvolved with the whole thing.
Oh, Alex is here.
Oh, cool.
Let me just play fucking Smash for fucking hours or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, dude. I think this time around, I think it'll be everything that I thought the other one was going to be.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And probably more.
Mm. It's going to be like, we're not even going to like.
It's going to be this all the time. Like, this conversation flew by because it was just the three of us.
It's
going to
be
talking.
Better than this because it's going to be fucking like. Yeah, it's going to be that. You know what I mean? I think it's just going to like.
Fuck, I can't wait.
Solidify it more.
I'm getting so antsy about it too that, like, dude, I've been getting hotel rooms every weekend for the last 3 weeks because.
I'm fucking jealous, man.
I'm just thinking about the. It's only like $200, you know? But that's going to come to an end because I just quit my second job. So I'm not going to have that extra money. And that's like $400 a week, which is going to kind of suck. But it's a sacrifice. I have to
do what's best for you.
No matter what.
Like,
no matter what. And it sucks because I'm going to miss that money. You know, that's not like a little, it is not like big money, but it's definitely
additional
like
to your normal job. It's fucking,
yeah,
it's like nice. You know what I mean?
But I'm an electrician, dude. What the fuck am I doing delivering Chinese food? You know, like I do a podcast. I do enough. I don't need to be out on the streets till 10:30 at night.
Slinging
egg foo young.
Bringing me my second helping of boneless spare ribs.
Fucking lobster sauce, dude. No thanks. You know, now my car smells like grease and MSG, you know. I'm an electrician and I'm a podcaster. You know, I don't have the energy anymore for it. And it served its purpose. I signed up for it with the intentions of getting to where I'm at today. I got here. So by all measures, it was a successful venture.
It did what it was you were wanting it to do.
Yeah.
But it's still hard. Like,
yeah. Took you out of a place.
Fresh out of school, yeah. Dead broke, dude, on unemployment for fucking months. Like 7 months I spent on unemployment, and I was getting like low money, even with like the added. I came from a job where I was making fucking $70,000 a year. And so I had bills. I was like, oh, yeah, dude, yeah, sign me up for that. Let's do that. Oh, that's fine.
And it's just like, whoa.
And then it was like reality hit when I was in school. Mm. So I was like dead broke. I had debt, you know, so I had to get that all paid off. And, you know, so it did. But it did what it was supposed to do. And now it's time to move on. When we get the apartment, if I need extra cash, whatever, I'll just do fucking, I'm a hustler. This is what I do. I'll get some money, you know? Yeah. I'll always get some money, bro. And mama, I'm not selling drugs no more. You ain't got to worry. But I do have a way about myself when it comes to getting money. It's never an issue. It's never been an issue.
It just comes.
Yeah. Because I'll go get it. You know, I'm not afraid to work. But just with the crawl, things are different now because I had no time. I haven't done anything for myself in months. Dead ass. I have like some of Sunday sometimes. And that's only day.
That's kind of like the crawl doing what we initially intended it to do. Get us out of that shit. Like, if the crawl wasn't there, you'd be fucking just go.
Still slinging probably. Chinese food.
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy.
It got you out of, like, it, and it's forcing you to do, take a fucking break, go get some fucking juice. Better yourself.
Yeah, man.
Be healthy.
So it's about that motherfucking time. You know, also, you know, I want to remind you guys, this one flew by. I hope that it was an engaging conversation, something you guys could enjoy. If you're still here, please do a like and subscribe on a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That would be excellent. That would help out big time.
Great.
We stream everywhere that you can stream your podcast. You can find The Crawl. And if you go to The Crawl, or if you go to patreon.com/The Crawl Podcast, we have a Patreon for $1 a month. You get exclusive content. I love you just to death. I appreciate sitting down. This felt good. Like, this conversation felt cool. I know it wasn't as funny as normally they are, but I still think it was a good convo, man. I want you guys to do something
every day
that makes your life
feel like it's worth it.